Well, I think that we must situate the comments that Mr. Mahama made in its proper context. I heard him say that people were cheating at many centers. And so if that is what he said, then he hasn't said anything new, because that is one of the challenges we have at present with the conduct of WASI. YF's own statement they issued during WASI this year indicated that, you know, instances of collusion in the examination room, were widespread. And our monitoring also indicated that, yes, because the Ministry of Education has put in place measures to prevent the usual leakage of questions, a lot of the examination fraud was taking place at the center level, where invigilators, you know, and supervisors and candidates connived in many schools to cheat. But let me situate the issue within the context of our assessment system, okay? The issue is that in all advanced jurisdictions, assessment bodies conduct examination, terminal examination like YX. Normally, these bodies are independent. They have nothing to do with the education service whose teachers taught the students. In Ghana, and then there's a good reason for this. The reason is that it prevents the possibility of conflict of interest and also reduces the corruption risks associated with teachers being involved in examining students that they taught, because the result of the students, more or less, is, you know, a litmus of the performance of the teachers. But in Ghana, we have WAEC. Now, WAEC is an independent body, so to speak. But in the delivery of its mandate, WAEC uses the same teachers who taught the students to regulate the examination. And so you realize that if you do the most basic corruption risk assessment of WAEC's system of administering WASI and BECE, i.e. using GNES's own staff and teachers in the same schools to invigilate and sometimes supervise WASI and BECE, you can only come to the conclusion that the corruption risk is high. So when we hear of instances where some teachers collect money from students, solve questions for them, put them on WhatsApp platforms, and then they copy in the exam hall, and the same teachers are invigilators, and some of them are supervisors in the same exam hall, You must understand that it is possible, because WAEC is only present in about 20% of the centers at a particular time.
So how do we fix the problem?
The current we have.
How do we fix the problem?
The fixing of the problem is in the diagnosis I made. That one, WAEC is supposed to be truly independent. It shouldn't use staff of GNES and teachers in a particular school to invigilate or supervise any of its exams. It should use third parties who have no interest in the outcome of the examination. That is international best practice. Two, whenever teachers are caught by GNES or WAEC for colluding with students, they must be dismissed. Under the current regime, they are not dismissed. The Code of Conduct for Teachers categorizes it as an offense, but it is not an outright dismissal. And so I know a teacher who was caught on video during one of our documentaries dictating answers to a management in living question in a particular school in Bono. That teacher was then a management in living teacher. As we speak, he is an assistant master in another school. And so such people, when caught, must be dismissed. The GES must elevate the sanctions in the Code of Conduct for teachers who collude or who participate in the examination fraud. Then it becomes a very, very high-risk business. Until then, the challenge, the problem we have on our hands will remain until we change the system which WAEC deploys to assess students.